It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Good afternoon. It's Friday, the 3rd of October. It's our first show of October, and it's the first show of the fall fundraising campaign on KERA. We started yesterday. We've heard from a lot of you, but we haven't heard from anyone during this show. So the number to call to play along, to participate, to help nudge KERA toward our overall fundraising goal for this membership campaign is 888-694-6931. You can go online to kera.org, make your contribution there as well. It's very easy to do, very affordable, and we would love to hear from you this hour down the hall, especially since we have a challenge. This is a matching challenge from KERA listener Ralph Watterson, who's the owner of Old Home Supply in Fort Worth. Ralph will match your contributions dollar for dollar up to $1,000. This means that the first $1,000 donated during this hour will be matched 100% by Ralph Watterson. So your $60 contribution will be matched by another $60 from Ralph. A contribution of $100 will be matched by an equal amount, and so on. This expires when we reach the $1,000, so call right now, 888-694-6931, or go to kera.org. Make a contribution as quickly as possible. And very generous KERA listener Ralph Watterson from Old Home Supply in Fort Worth is going to match that gift up to $1,000. Hey, if you make a $1,000 gift right now, boom, it's done. The match will be done. So help us out. Help Ralph make his full $1,000 contribution to the station and call 888-694-6931 or join online at kera.org. Let's see. We have some questions for the show part of the show. This one's from Grant, who wants to know, is there a listing of NPR reporters' names? I think at NPR.org, you should be able to see that. He says, they enunciate so well that it intrigues spelling bee interests. If you go to NPR.org, I bet you can find that. Question from Oliver came in at anything@kera.org. Oliver says, I own a residential property in Mansfield, Texas, purchased it 20-something years ago, which was before a homeowners association was formed. And now I'm looking to build a house, and there are restrictions to building conditions. Does anyone know if I have to comply to the HOA, even though I purchased before the formation of an HOA? Somebody will know that. 800-933-5372 is the phone number to get on the show. Or you can email us anything@kera.org. You can tweet me as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. D says, hey, at the intersection of 114 and Texan Trail north of the airport, they've landscaped the hills between the service road and the freeway, and on both sides, there are hundreds of sticks stuck in the ground. They look like paint sticks. They have no writing on them and are just randomly placed throughout the plantings. Does anyone know what these sticks are being used for? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And it is the first Friday of the membership campaign, so I'm wearing the pledge jumpsuit today, which I believe, even though my voice is starting to fail me for some reason in this allergy season, I believe will help me encourage you to call 888-694-6931 or to go online to kera.org. Yes, I'm invoking the power of the pledge jumpsuit. You can see on Twitter, there's a picture that my colleague Dwali Saikautau took earlier of yours truly in the pledge jumpsuit, along with friends and colleagues, Lauren Silverman and Justin Martin. I tweeted that out just before the show. You can check that out there. You can send your questions and answers to me via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Or you can call 888-694-6931 to make your contribution. To ask a question or answer one, call 800-933-5372. What's another reason for you to join today? Well, we've got a drawing. I think it expires today, the set sale giveaway. It's a 5-star private sale for 10 people on the Compass Rose Brigantine Tall Ship, which currently sails the waters of Lake Texoma. Now, I'm really curious how it got there, because apparently this ship has circumnavigated the globe twice. It's been toasted on two continents. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but that's what the copy says. Apparently, it's been toasted on two continents. And Walter Cronkite used to smoke cigars and drink scotch on it. So there's that. You got that. So if you win this drawing, you are going to be able to bring 9 friends along for an evening or day, 4-hour cruise. So read about it, KERA.org, or call 888-694-6931. Make a contribution. You're automatically entered. Somebody's going to win this. It could be you. If you have a question for the show, call us, 800-933-5372, or email us anything at KERA.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Here's another question that came in from Nicole in Dallas, who wonders, when Encore has to cut or remove trees to fix downed power lines, do customers have to pay for that tree cutting or trim service or not? Does anybody know about that? This is from Sarah in Fort Worth, Sarah Jane in Fort Worth, who says, my 8-year-old has asked me a question, and in 5 years, I've never had a good answer. When an alarm makes a noise, why do we say it goes off? She says, most things when they are off do nothing, but when alarm goes off, it starts making noise. So why do we say that alarm went off? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got the Twitter up here. So to help encourage you to give at that other number, 888-694-6931, or online at KERA.org. KERA listener Ralph Watterson, who owns the Old Home Supply from Fort Worth, is going to match your contributions dollar for dollar. Now, up to $1,000. So first $1,000 that gets donated during the show today, Ralph is going to match it. And we've already heard from a few people. We've raised $160 so far. So Ralph is currently on the hook for $160. Let's make sure that Ralph has to give the entire $1,000 to the station. Make your contribution right now at 888-694-6931 or online at KERA.org. I want to thank Ralph, actually, for making the call about this. He's supported the show and the station this way a couple of times, actually. And it was really great to get the news that he wanted to challenge you to give. He's matching your contributions 100% up to $1,000 today. So if we raise $1,000 in donations, we're going to bring in $2,000 toward the membership campaign goal. So this is it's really important we hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. Make your contribution. Do it now. Please don't wait. It's the second day of the membership campaign, and we want to hear from you. We also want to hear from you on the show at 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Bubba calling from Pleasant Grove. Hello, Bubba.
Howdy. I have a handicap tag for my car, which expires this month. And for the life of me, I cannot find out how I go about renewing it. You call the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, and it's nothing but recordings. Everybody I've called, nothing but recordings, but none of the recordings will answer my question. If somebody would let me know, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Very good. Well, we'll see if we got, 45 minutes of show, so we'll probably get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Lines open, folks, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, we've had this huge story about the situation with Ebola here in Dallas and North Texas. We've had a couple of questions about this. Stuart in Bartonville writes, TV and radio news outlets, among others, are including commentary from medical experts on the current Ebola outbreak, and the consistent explanation of transmission is described as contact with bodily fluids. What exactly does contact involve, Stuart asks. Does it merely need to be topical, or do the fluids need to be internalized? An example being contaminated fingers coming to contact with the mouth, eyes, etc., or an open wound. He says, it seems this is an important distinction that needs to be made. Well, I, knowing we're going to do this show today, I went ahead and printed out some stuff from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And by the way, we had a great show on Think on Wednesday that you can go back and listen to at kera.org/think with Dr. Robert Haley. He's an epidemiologist, was at the CDC for a decade, I think. He's at UT Southwestern. He's a fantastic resource. And Chris Boyd spent an hour with him talking about this particular case. We did a show on Ebola a couple of months ago. Dr. Haley was on the panel. This is when the outbreak was really picking up steam in West Africa. And we had him on Wednesday just to talk specifically about these issues. And if you go on the CDC website, believe me, front and center is the information about transmission and prevention, et cetera. It does say on the CDC, and I'm quoting here, when an infection does occur in humans, the virus can be spread in several ways to others. Ebola is spread through direct contact through broken skin or mucous membrane. So that would be a wound or your eyes or nose, your mouth, blood or body fluids. And it lists, all of them, included but not limited to urine, saliva, feces, vomit, and semen of a person who's sick with Ebola. Objects like needles and syringes that have been contaminated with the virus. Infected animals, which is a big issue in Africa, is infected animals. But it does say Ebola is not spread through the air or by water and in general food. However, the CDC says in Africa, Ebola may be spread as a result of handling bushmeat, wild animals that are hunted for food, and contact with infected bats. So that hopefully answers Stuart's question. This is not, according to the CDC, something that you can contract through the air, through water, through food, but it is spread through contact with infected people who are showing symptoms, too. So we're going to continue to follow this story on KERA. This is a really big, important story. And, we've had some question, while you're doing your membership campaign and you got this huge story. Trust me, we're on the story. We are bringing you the news about Ebola. We're bringing you the news about the weather yesterday, the power outages that we've had. You're going to get it all here on KERA. That's why you're listening. That's why you listen now. And, never in a million years did I think I would go from reading, transmission information about Ebola from the CDC to a membership campaign pitch. But hey, this is what we do. This is how we're able to bring you the news in the way that we're able to do it. We spent our full evening block on Ebola on Wednesday, and we were able to do that because people have supported the station. We're able to spend 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes on a story if we need to, if it justifies it, if you need that information. That's why you tune to KERA, and that's why you should support it. It's really easy to do when you call 888-694-6931. It's really easy to do when you go online to kera.org. We've heard from Ali Karim in Frisco. Thank you so much, Ali. We heard from Diana Hersey in Duncanville. Diana, really appreciate the support. Also, we heard from Texan and Mitch Hastwell in Wichita Falls. Thank you all very, very much for supporting KERA. Your contributions, by the way, up to $1,000 being matched dollar for dollar. Is that $470? Being matched dollar for dollar by Ralph Watterson. And so far, thanks to you, we've spent $420 of Ralph's money. Ralph is a dedicated listener and supporter in Fort Worth. He's the owner of Old Home Supply. He's matching your contributions this hour up to the first $1,000. So when you make your $100 contribution, Ralph's going to match it. When you make your $250 contribution, Ralph's going to match it. If you made right now a $580 contribution, because we've already raised $420, Ralph would match that $580, and then Ralph's match would be done. But we'd be well on our way to raising a decent amount of money during the Anything Show today. So step up right now. Don't let us down. Call 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org and make your contribution there. We're going to get to the calls that are waiting on the phone right now at 800-933-5372. We'll also get to your emails at anything@kera.org when we come back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get to a couple of calls here, and let's talk to Bill calling from Dallas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, thanks. I was just calling to answer the question of the person who called in. Sorry, I'm the elevator is beaming on you.
No worries.
The person who asked about where to renew a handicap permit, and if you go to the records building, which is down at the corner of Elm and Houston, and the basement, a lot of things get renewed down there. So stuff that you can't do by mail, if you just show up there, they'll probably just renew it. Of course, it has to be renewable. In other words, it has to be one of the ones that wasn't for a limited period, but indefinite or whatever. But it's pretty easy to do down there.
Great. Bill, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Let's get one more on this from Fred in Fort Worth. Hello, Fred.
Hey, I was calling about the same thing. What he can actually do is, if he still has his placard, and it is one of the blue ones, where you go get your tags, if he'll just take that up there, it has it's got all the information on the card. They'll actually renew it for him right there. He doesn't have to have any paperwork or anything like that. He just has to show them that placard.
Great. Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. Y'all have a good day.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, there's another phone number that we're giving out today because it's the second day of the fall membership campaign. That phone number is 888-694-6931. You can also join online at kera.org. If you listen to the show online, if you listen to the podcast of this show, you can make your contribution there at kera.org 24 hours a day. And it's very, very easy for you to fill out the membership form. It just takes a couple of seconds, like 90 seconds max, for you to fill out the membership form. If you want to take a little more time and surf around in there and pick out a thank you gift, there are lots of thank you gifts available. And that's what they're there for. You know, it's okay. It's okay for you to be thanked by the station for making your contribution. Check all those out at kera.org. Hey, if you're hanging out on what looks outside to be kind of a nice day out there after the weather yesterday, and you got your phone in your hand and you want to try out this new way that we have for you to give, you can text 41444 with the words KERA-FM. So the number you dial the text to, right, the number you send the text to is 41444. And the word that you write in there is just KERA-FM. No hyphens, dashes, spaces, nothing like that. And you'll get right back a link where you can sort of a mobile-friendly form for you to fill out to make your contribution. So try that out, 41444 with the words KERA-FM. But no matter what you do, do it quick because your opportunity for your contribution to be matched is running out. This hour, KERA listener and anything fan, I can only guess he's an anything fan because we hear from him during the campaigns, Ralph Watterson, who owns Old Home Supply, is going to match contributions dollar for dollar up to $1,000. So the first $1,000 we raise this hour is matched by Ralph. So if you give $60, he's going to match it 100%. He's going to make $60 contribution as well. If you give $100, he's going to match your $100 contribution. So far, we've heard from a number of you, including Harold Marshall and Mary O'Connor in Dallas. Thanks, y'all. Allison and David Thompson in Dallas. Thanks to y'all as well. And Mark and Cheryl Dennehy in Irving. Thank you so very much. We've matched $475. So we still have $525 left to raise to get this match. Let's not miss this opportunity. Call right now, 888-694-6931, or go to kera.org. It's really important we hear from you right now because we don't want to leave the possibility that Ralph would match your contribution on the table. 888-694-6931 or on the web at kera.org. Let's talk next to Lisa in Plano. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, I have a question on the Ebola.
Yeah.
So is it just as contagious as, let's say, the flu, in that if someone coughs on you in your face or sneezes and you put your hand and then touch your eyes, that's another way it can be transmitted, correct?
Well, it's not transmitted through the air. According to the experts that we've talked to and on the CDC website, I would encourage you, everyone, to go to the CDC website. It's just Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's cdc.gov, I think. just go there and read the prevention tips, because, you know, they've been dealing with this for quite a while, and over, you know, a number of decades in Africa. Now we have it here, and there's a lot of reporting. This is definitely something that's worth being concerned about, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the chances that any of us, this is what the experts have told us, will come into contact with an infected and symptomatic person. Okay, so the mm-hmm. person has to be symptomatic in order to be contagious. And from what I've read on the CDC website, the symptoms are really bad, like really bad fever, incredibly bad muscle pain, diarrhea, vomiting, unexplained bleeding or bruising, stomach pain, headache. Like, it's bad enough that you have to go to the hospital bad.
And that you would not be walking around a store necessarily.
Exactly, exactly. A person has to be symptomatic, and you know, that's why the folks that, and we've been getting updates on this every single day and reporting them, and so I'm going straight off what we've heard from the experts. That's why they're taking people's temperatures multiple times a day, people who have had a potential exposure to the gentleman, Mr. Duncan, who's symptomatic and who's in Presbyterian Hospital in isolation now. That's why they're checking their temperature multiple times a day, because they want to, the minute they display a spike in temperature, they want to isolate that person so that they cannot become transmissible. So it's not an airborne transmitted virus. You have to come into contact with bodily fluids, and then those bodily fluids have to get somehow in your into your body through a wound or through your mouth or nose. So it's really, really unlikely that that you would come into contact with somebody.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. But, you know, it pays to be informed, and that's why we're doing the reporting. You know, it pays to be informed, and that's what we're doing here. And that's what you're supporting when you call 888-694-6931. Or when you go to KERA.org, we've heard from enough of you to raise $665. There's still a match in effect from Ralph Watterson. He's the owner of Old Home Supply. He's going to match your contributions dollar for dollar up to $1,000. So we still have $335 left to go to meet all of Ralph's match. So let's hear from you right now at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. It's very, very easy for you to make your contribution. It's very, very easy for you to get involved with KERA. It's very, very important that we hear from you, especially when we're, you know, in this kind of a matching period. So please don't wait. Please call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. Let's go next at 800-933-5372, the number for the show, to Alicia in North Dallas. Hello, Alicia. Are you there, Alicia?
Were you saying Elisa?
Elisa, is that you?
That's me.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay, I'm calling about the handicap placards. Mm-hmm. One of the problems is that there is a huge misunderstanding, and people tend to go to the DMV. It's not the DMV that deals with these. It's the County Tax Assessor Collector's Office. The same people that issued the titles and the license plates and all that kind of stuff. And if you walk in and take your expiring placard and hand it to the person at the information desk, they will take care of you, and you don't have to do anything else. It's a pretty simple process. I just got one of the temporary ones. I walked in with my prescription from the doctor, handed it to the lady. She said, please sit here, and about 10 minutes later, they called my name and handed me my placard. So I didn't have to stand up for too long, and it's a pretty easy process. But even at the doctor's offices, they tell you to go to the DMV, and that's not correct.
Right. You want to go to the place where you pay your registration, get your registration sticker renewed.
Exactly. And there's plenty of those, you know, county offices.
Sure.
All over Dallas County.
Very
so,
good.
You know, it's wherever your tax assessor office is, but not at, like, Tom Thumb or places
right,
like that where you can pay.
Right.
And
right.
Just in support of the fund drive,
yeah,
I am a sustaining member.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372. Hey, Wayne, can you turn your radio down?
Dallas County.
Yeah, all right, let's try Richard calling from Dallas. Hello, Richard.
Yes, I've got a follow-up on the disability tag.
Yeah.
I've got I'm on disability because of Crohn's disease, and I applied and did it all in the mail. I never had to go to an office or anything. I've got a phone number they can call.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll get that phone number off the air if that's okay with you. And if you'll just hang on, we'll get it from you.
All right. I verified it was the right number. And
okay, very good. Well, hold on, and we'll get that from you, Richard. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Line will be open shortly at 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from, this is from Ed, who says, if your property is a member of the HOA, you should have received the articles of the HOA as part of your title papers. He says, since the HOA, this is in reference to a question we started the show with, since the HOA was formed after you built, you're probably a member of a neighborhood association. This type of organization has no legal authority to demand dues, but they usually do. HOAs and NAs are formed to help standardize the livability of an area and provide support, provide and support community features such as clubhouses, etc. He says, if you do not pay your HOA bills, then there is little the HOA or city can do except file a lien on the property for the unpaid assessment. Nothing happens until you sell the property. And then any existing liens will be settled as part of the transaction. But I guess with the question, I'm not sure this really answers the question. If an HOA was formed after he bought the property, is he required to, follow the HOA's requirements? So we'll see if anybody can give a little bit more explanation on that. Michelle wants to know if there's any non-fried healthy food at the Great State Fair of Texas. We talked a lot about the State Fair. It seems like a long time ago that the Great State Fair of Texas opened. It was last Friday. And then all of a sudden, there's all kinds of news here in North Texas. But we'll see if anybody has some suggestions for non-fried / healthy food at the Great State Fair of Texas. There's that corn, that roasted corn. It's pretty good. And you can either get it, they have the roast. It's roasted in the husks, and then they'll dip it in a vat of butter for you, or you can get it without butter. Although they looked at me strangely when I've asked for it without butter before, but it's good. We'll see what else people have to say at 800-933-5372 or via email anything at kera.org. One more, and then we'll check in down the hall. Danielle says, the storm from last night seemed to have knocked a young squirrel out of its nest. The mother has not come for it, so we feel like it's been orphaned. We've called animal control, but have not had any responses as of yet. Does anyone know, in the meantime, how do we care for a young orphaned squirrel? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Down the hall, the number to call, 888-694-6931. Or you can go online to kera.org and make your contribution. We heard from Birgit and Kurt Stotch in Dallas. We heard from Pornsri Chong in Allen and Benjamin Mack in Wichita Falls. Folks, we raised $873 so far. And thanks to a very generous listener named Ralph Watterson, who's also the owner of Old Home Supply in Fort Worth. Ralph's going to match every single one of those $873 that you've contributed. Thank you so much. Ralph's going to match the next $127 as well. As he said, he will match the first $1,000 raised today during the show, dollar for dollar. So think about, what you get from KERA. Think about why you tune in and when you tune in. And give us a call right now at 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org and make the contribution that you've been waiting, you've been thinking about doing it, maybe for a long time. You've been listening for years. And we know, and there's nothing wrong with this, but we know that that people tend to wait. They listen for a few years. Finally, we wear you down enough that you finally give in. You finally call the number and give to KERA. Okay, I'm going to do it. Fine, I'm going to do it. All right. And then you say that, right, when you're driving or something, and then you get wherever you're going, you forget all about it. I don't have to do it. And then, you get back in the car or you get to your desk, you turn around and you go, oh, that's right. Oh, I was going to do that. That's how we all are, right? I was going to do it, but I've got to do this, and so I'll do this for a little while. Pretend like I'm not going to. And then you turn off the radio or you go to lunch, and it's like, forgot all about that. I don't have to do it. And then you get back in the car to go home, and you hear me or my colleague or somebody, and it's day, you know. Well, it's not like this anymore, but it's, you know, it's like day 29 of the membership campaign. And because we've been waiting to hear from you. I mean, really, you know, just do it. Look, we're all like this, right? Oh, no, they're going to ask me for something. Like you walk into the store and the salesperson whose job it is to come up and ask you if you found everything okay in every store, right? You find everything okay? And, you know, they know, just like I know, that you're thinking, man, they're going to ask me, you know, they're going to ask me for something. They're going to try to sell me something. This one time, though, this one time, just let down your guard. Just say yes. Especially when we have $127 left to be matched by Ralph Watterson over at Old Home Supply. He said he would match the first $1,000 of raised during the show today. So let's make him spend that $1,000. Call us at 888-694-6931. Just this once. It's okay. Because it's as I'm the one asking you, right? Since I'm asking you, it's okay. I'm asking you for something. I'm asking you to send money to the radio station. Do it online at katyari.org or call 888-694-6931. It's really important we hear from you today, especially during this matching challenge period. Hey, we've heard from a couple of folks. We heard from Randy in Blue Ridge, Georgia. He says, KERA brings me great programs in the Blue Ridge where radio doesn't reach. Awesome. We also heard from, thank you very much, Randy Cole in Blue Ridge. We heard from Jason Smith in Dallas, who made a contribution because truth. That's the reason. Jason, Randy, thank you so much. We'd love to hear from you. 888-694-6931. Seriously, where it says, what does KERA mean to you? He wrote truth. That's pretty cool. I'm going to save this one. It's pretty cool. You can join these fine folks with a phone call to 888-694-6931, or you can go online to KERA.org. Make your contribution. Thanks. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Want to say thanks so much to Ralph Watterson. He's the owner of Old Home Supply. He called up either yesterday or this morning and said, hey, I want to do a $1,000 matching challenge during the Anything Show, matching the first $1,000 contributed during the show. Well, the great news is, thanks to Ralph and that incentive, and all of you who've called so far, we've matched all of Ralph's donations. So Ralph is going to make a $1,000 contribution to the station. Many of you have made contributions to the station, including Matyi Moppern in Benbrook, Jason Smith in Dallas, and Catherine Schneider in Austin. And thanks to all of you, we've raised during the hour $1,873. So that is fantastic news. But, hey, lines are still open at 888-694-6931. The drive started yesterday. We've got a few more days of fundraising ahead of us. And if you make your contribution right now, either at 888-694-6931 or on the web at kera.org, say yes this one time to this pitch, and you're off the hook for a year. 888-694-6931 or go to kera.org. Raised about $1,933 so far this hour. It would be great to hear from enough of you to get that closer to $3,000, just so we can go into the weekend feeling really, really good about the Anything Show today. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to DeVoy in Fort Worth. Hello, DeVoy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great, I love the show. I have a question. I'm just curious, with all the HIPAA privacy laws, how was the Ebola patient's name being released? Just curious as to that.
Yeah,
I'll
so
take my answer out there.
Yeah, yeah. So the way it works with KERA and NPR is, you know, we weren't reporting it. We were looking for confirmation, direct confirmation from the family, and then there was such a preponderance of reporting that NPR was able to verify that that was indeed his name, and that's when we started using his name. Now, you're absolutely right, though. The hospital had not released details of the patient officially until last night, and they did do a press release last night, and they went through the entire list of the chain of events of his visit on September 25th, his first visit, and they released all the information with Mr. Duncan's permission. So he's given permission to the hospital now to release the details according to this press release. But,
oh, okay.
But you're absolutely right. Somebody, I'm not sure how it first got out. Somebody somewhere found out and decided to report it because we were seeing it on, you know, on national and international news, you know, a few days ago. But we weren't really reporting it yet. We wait to make sure that something's absolutely factual before we report it. Not to say that it wasn't factual when the other stations or the other news entities, organizations reported it. We're just looking for more confirmation. We just really want to take the time to make sure we get things right.
Right. I just wanted to see, if the patient actually, gave authorization for that release of information.
According to this, this release from Texas Health Presbyterian last night, he did this, and this came out last night about 8:20 p.m. He did give permission to release the details. So,
okay.
All right. Good question, though. Great question. Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Nisha in Plano. Hello, Nisha.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
So I have a response for your inquiry about healthy food at the state fair.
Okay.
And we happened to go to the state fair last Sunday, and I noticed that in the midway section where all the rides are, as you enter that place, if you walk down a few booths down, there is a place where they have some grilled chicken on a stick with rice, with steamed rice, which smelled and tasted delicious.
Very good. So. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. From the inbox at anything@kera.org, Ed wrote back about the HOA. He says, if the HOA papers are not part of his title papers, he's not part of it. You cannot revise a legal transaction after the fact without redoing the transaction with the agreement of all parties. So he should look at his title papers. This is the question about, you know, an HOA that came into existence after someone bought the property. But let's see. We've got a couple of answers on this on the phone, too. Let's talk to Sarah in Coppell. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Actually work for a title company, so I answer questions like this all the time.
Okay.
He needs to read his covenant conditions and restrictions and any amendments to that document that have been recorded by the HOA, and those are available at the county clerk's office, but he should be able to get them from the HOA. Typically, they wouldn't be included, but you need to read those and make sure there's not an amendment, because it could have retroactively added them into the HOA.
Right.
And the person that said that you can just not pay your HOA dues and all they can do is file a lien is very, very incorrect. In Texas, almost all HOAs do have the ability to foreclose on your house if you don't pay your HOA dues.
Very good answer. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. So you're saying there may have been something in his original purchase settle, you know, when he closed on the house originally, that said someday there may be this entity and you'll have to respond to them or follow their rules, or there may have been an amendment since then that's been filed, even if he's not aware of it. Is that what you're saying?
Right. If he owned the property prior to the HOA being formed, then he may not have been notified of it. I mean, sometimes they'll have to sign off, but it really depends on what is in the covenants and conditions. So he'd have to read that and maybe get the opinion of an attorney to find out if he is included or not. But just ignoring the HOA isn't really a good idea because they don't really go away. And they can foreclose your house. And if you have a mortgage on your property, you could technically be in default on the mortgage by not paying the HOA dues, and then the lender could come after you.
Very good. All right, Sarah. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter as well. And hey, I posted a picture of yours truly along with Justin Martin and Lauren Silverman in the newsroom because I've got the pledge jumpsuit on today just for this show. We'll see how it goes in the last 10 minutes here of the money raising. We've raised $2,143. I'm going to decide whether or not I should, you know, pull it out of the mothballs again for next week's show. But you can see the pledge jumpsuit in its very limited glory on my Twitter at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, and you can send your questions and answers to me that way as well. Now we have raised $2,143 or so at 888-694-6931. We have raised that money either on the phone or through contributions at KERA.org. $2,398 is where we are now. Plus, we got a $60 mobile gift. What's a mobile gift? Well, a mobile gift is when you use this newfangled technology called the smartphone. It's only been around for like 10 years or maybe 15 years, and we're getting there. So, hey, we got Wi-Fi in the building last year. So, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. And right now, you can text to 41444. So send a text to 41444 with the words KERAFM in it, in the body of the text. And our digital minions will send you back a link to where you can fill out a smartphone-friendly pledge form. So do that right now, 41444 and the word KERAFM. No spaces or anything, KERAFM, and we'll send you back a link, and you can make your contribution there. I'm told it's actually rather easy to do, totally secure as well. Right now, we're getting an update. We've raised $2,593. I'm going to invoke the pledge jumpsuit one more time. Would love to raise at least that last $400 in the next 10 minutes that we have remaining here to get over $3,000. So call us at 888-694-6931. Go online to KERA.org or text 41444 with the word KERAFM and then click on the link we send you back, and that will give you a place to make a contribution as well. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Linda in Fort Worth. Hey, Linda.
Hello. Hi. I have an answer about the orphan squirrel.
Okay.
First of all, you can get lots of good information online about how to care for this squirrel, but the most important thing to do after you do that is to look also online or in the phone book for certified Texas wildlife rehabilitators. Animal control is not going to be helpful with
right.
this.
Okay.
So certified Texas certified Texas wildlife rehabilitators. And they have specialties, so you can find one that specializes in squirrels or rodents or small animals, and they will take care of it.
Very good.
In the meantime, they can get information online for what to do right this minute.
Well, Linda, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. We got a couple of emails on this, too, not surprisingly. Gabriella in East Dallas said, call a group called 911 Wildlife, not Dallas Animal Services, 911 Wildlife. We also heard from Maggie in Fort Worth, who says the DFW Wildlife Coalition has information about finding baby squirrels, dfwwildlife.org/squirrel. So dfwwildlife.org/squirrel will take you to the appropriate page. So thanks to y'all for those emails. Let's see what else we have in the inbox here. More state fair food recommendations. Marla says, I've been to the fair twice already to demo our products at the Go Texan General Store, which is in the Food and Fiber building. And there's a booth in there making smoothies. There's also a panini stand just outside that seemed healthier than anything else I saw at the fair. Marla says, fried lattes? Really? Yep, really. 800-933-5372. Oh, I love this thread. Let's get another answer from Bonnie in Terrell. Hello, Bonnie.
Yes, I was at the State Fair yesterday, and mm-hmm. I found they had a fruit cup at several stands. You just have to look for it. And I was at that panini stand, and that was the only one that I found that had really good food. And the three people that were there when I was there were so excited about their job and about fixing the food. It reflected in what they gave you as something really good. I won't go into the other stuff.
Great.
At any rate.
Well, thanks so much.
I really liked it there. And then, like I said, I was delighted to find the fruit.
Well, fantastic. Well, Bonnie, thanks for calling. How many times have you been to the fair so far?
I've only been once, but I'm on a odyssey of traveling around going to state fairs. I just started this year, and over the next 2 years, I'm going to be going from state to state to state fairs.
Well, great. Well, I think we heard from you last week, and thanks for calling and letting us know.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Let's see. I want to thank Dennis Slecha and Grapevine. I want to thank Alita and Theron Tomez and Denton. They have contributed during the show today by calling 888-694-6931. They have contributed possibly by going online to KERA.org or by texting 41444 with the words KERA-FM and then clicking on the link that we send you back and filling out the smartphone-friendly membership form. It's very easy to do. It just takes a couple of minutes. Make that phone call right now at 888-694-6931 or go online at kera.org. I think we're getting close to 2,600 or so. We were pretty close to 2,600 raised. We'll have an update for you shortly. But please do think about what you get when you tune to KERA. On this show, it's a little more lighthearted. We try to have fun with knowledge and information, and sometimes we don't always get things 100% right, and everybody kind of – sort of the wiki of informational radio shows here. We kind of do it together, but you do kind of have a good time, hopefully. I know I have a great time every Friday from noon to 1, sort of kicking off the weekend. And if you enjoy this show, well, this is an opportunity for you to support it directly with a contribution of dollars at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. And this evening, we're going to wrap up this this giveaway, this drawing for the Set Sail giveaway. This is a 5-star private sail for 10 people on the Compass Rose Brigantine Tall Ship, which currently plies the waters of Lake Texoma. And you will choose from a private day sail, a moonlight sail, or you can host a pirate party. Apparently, this boat has been featured in movies. It's hosted royalty and celebrities. And it might host you and your 9 friends. And my favorite little factoid here is that Walter Cronkite used to drink scotch and smoke cigars on this boat. So, you know, that right there is to encourage those of you who are news junkies, because you could, you know, walk the boards that Cronkite visited. And I don't know that you can smoke a cigar, but you might be able to have a drink on it. I don't know. I can't guarantee. I don't know the details on that. But I know that somebody's going to win this cruise for 10 people on this ship. And it looks pretty cool. I think we've got these. We probably have a picture online at kera.org. It's a tall-masted sailing ship, and it looks very old. It's hard to tell exactly how big it is, but it's impressive. And you could win. Somebody's going to win. All you have to do is call 888-694-6931 to contribute. You're automatically entered. Or when you go to kera.org, you can read the rules and enter there. You can make a contribution there and be automatically entered. We've raised $2,963 this hour. We've actually been extended a couple of minutes here. We have a couple more minutes to get your contribution in when you call 888-694-6931. When you click and contribute at kera.org, really, really want to hear from you right now. We're going to wrap up today. We're going to go into the weekend. We're going to have some more fundraising next week. But you know what? When you make your contribution right now, when you call 888-694-6931, when you click and contribute at kera.org, the drive is over for you right then. So, hey, thanks to all of you for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week.